Chapter 25. I sat in bed all night on the computer after speaking to Sam, clicking around, looking for Claudia Burrows. She'd recently scrubbed her social media presence clean. There were suggestions that she'd once had a Facebook page and a Twitter account, but these were empty now, the links broken. I saw a couple of pictures of her on sites that must have belonged to her friends. She was a very different girl to the one whom I'd seen washed up on the shores of the Georges River. Her hair, which had been short and dark when she died, was long and bleached blonde, the roots dark and the ends scraggly. I learned that she sometimes went under the name Claudia D. Did multiple names mean multiple identities? Was it Claudia D who'd worn the skimpy clothes that filled most of her wardrobe, and Claudia Burrows who'd bought the more formal attire? I didn't like the idea that Claudia had been pretending to be someone else and that she'd recently told her creditors that she was coming into money. Had she been conducting a scam? If so, who was the victim? Had she been planning a robbery? I put the laptop away, discouraged by all the dead ends, and tried to sleep. 10 minutes later, I had it open again, doing different searches. At midnight, I called Chris Murray, the detective from the Surrey Hills station. "Do you have any idea what time it is?" "Murray," I said, "you've got connections in the records department, don't you? I want you to help me out. I'm wandering aimlessly around the internet looking for anything I can get on Tox Barnes. Maybe they changed his name after the crime. Is that why I can't find any newspaper articles about him?" "The fact that you're carrying on working with that monster without looking for an out is exactly the reason I won't help you," he said. "You should be trying to get away from him, not trying to understand him. I'm hanging up, Harry."
"Murray, don't go. I need help here, man."
"He murdered a woman and her kid," Murray said. "He and a bunch of other kids stabbed them to death."
"I thought they beat them to death."
"Is how they did it very important?" "I guess not. What exactly am I supposed to do, Murray? I've got a homicide on my hands. You know how often I get homicides in sex crimes? I can't just walk out."